Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Zion. We left off Ayin Vav Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the page. Sponsorships. Today's shiur sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Le'ashalom. It's sponsored by Yal and Yosef Gurevich in appreciation for their children's Rabbeim and Morot. Anonymously for a refuah shalema for Shmaryo ben Razel Shoshana Miriam. And finally, it is sponsored by Cheryl and Avi Savitsky in memory of Cheryl's father, Dr. Stephen F. Stein, Shimon Fivish ben Yisrael Yitzchak HaKohen, on the occasion of his 39th yahrzeit, which is today. Neshama should have an aliyah. Refuah shalema to all of the cholim. And I thank you very, very much for all of the sponsors for their sponsorship and support of the shiur. So today, we are going to talk really all about Hafaras Nedarim and Ataras Nedarim. We're going to pick up on the discussion that we began yesterday. So yesterday on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us about Hafaras Nedarim, and we found a fundamental machlokas in the Mishnah. We probably truthfully stopped a line and a half too early, but we'll pick it up, and then we'll continue on with today's daf. But yesterday we were talking about the concept of Hafaras Nedarim, and specifically, whether when we said that the Baal has to be mefer the neder of his wife, b'yom shamo, on the day that he hears the neder, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that he has until the end of the calendar day? And of course, we're talking about Jewish calendar days. So the day follows the night. So if the woman makes the neder on Friday night, then he has only until, or let's say Friday night or Shabbos morning, then he has only until the end of Shabbos. Or do we say that it's more of a me'eslay sort of thing, that it's more of a 24-hour sort of thing? And then we had noted that if you say that it's b'yom shamo, that if it's only until the end of the calendar day, sometimes that results in a longer period of time to be made for the neder. Sometimes that results in a shorter period of time to be made for the neder. We already foreshadowed yesterday when we learned the Mishnah that the Mefarshim explain why does the Mishnah give an example of the woman being noder on Friday night and then him being made for until the end of Shabbos. It's to tell us that you're allowed to do Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos. So our Gemara today is going to pick up on that, the fact that you're allowed to do Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to do Hataras Nedarim, in other words, Hataras Chacham. There's another type of revocation of a neder, well, not really a revocation, but there's another type of absolving of the neder, as opposed to Hafara, which is only done through the husband. There's also the concept of Hatara, which is done for anybody who takes a neder through a chacham, or through a bastin of shalosh hedyotos, of three non-mumchin. So we'll see whether that could be done on Shabbos or not. Possible distinctions between Hataras Nedarim through a single chacham versus Hataras Nedarim through a bastin, because the bastin already looks like an official court process, and we know that, of course, we're not supposed to conduct official court processes on Shabbos. We're going to talk about whether the Hatara could be done at night or only during the day. Again, that's going to turn on whether the Hatara is really a form of judgment, whether it's a form of din, and whether the Beistin Shel Shlosha Adyotos, which is doing the Hatara, is actually serving as a Beistin or not, because a Beistin can only be done dinim during the day, but not at night. And then we're going to talk about the daf is going to conclude in Ayin Zayin Amud Beis with a discussion of potential distinctions between what is the lashon that one should use when he's made for a neder, and does that is there a distinction between the lashon that one uses on Shabbos versus the lashon that one uses during the Yemei Achol, during the days of the week, and that is going to lead to a discussion of the fact that you have to actually articulate, the fact that you actually have to enunciate the hafara, that having a hafara belev is not enough. You actually have to articulate some form of hafara, some form of revocation of the neder, even though by kiyum, by hakama, it's not necessarily the case. If you're mekayim belibo, then the neder is mekuyim. However, we're going to see by hafara, there's a certain formulation. We're going to talk about implied hafara versus express hafara, maybe an implied hafara together with a hafara shabalev, and how that could be enough. So we'll see all this toward the end of the daf. But again, we left off Ayin Vav Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the page. And again, we had been discussing the machlokas as to whether hafara is until the end of the calendar day or for a 24-hour period. We saw a zug, we saw a pair of amoram. There was Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, who had said that it was me'es la'es, that it was a 24-hour period, and not only until the end of the calendar day. And what we had concluded with yesterday was the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that ein halacha ka'osa zug, that the halacha is not like that pair. So in other words, not like that pair who holds that it's 24 hours, rather it's only until the end of the calendar day. We had said yesterday, why do we need Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi to tell me that the halacha is not like that zug, because it's a yochid v'rabim, and I would think that halacha k'rabim, kamash malon, the halacha is like the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, who says that hafaras nedarim is only until the end of the calendar day. And then we saw that Levi wanted to paskin like that pair of amaram, that hafara is good for 24 hours, and we saw that Rav said as follows, that ein halacha k'oso azug, that the halacha is not like that pair. Again, there is a girsa in the Ran that we saw yesterday who says the halacha is like the pair, but he's talking about a different pair. He's not talking about Rav Yosef, Rav Yudin, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. He's talking about the Tanakhama in the Mishnah and then the anonymous Amora at the beginning of the Brisa that we had seen yesterday, that Afara is only good until the end of the calendar day. Now the Gemara is going to introduce a Maisa that certain Amoram, or a practice that certain Amoram used to have, which maybe lends support to one of these views or another. So again, two lines up from the bottom, second to last word on the line, Chia bar Rav, Shadi Gira. So Chia bar Rav would shoot an arrow, Ubadik, and he would be Bodek to see whether he could be Mayfair, and he would be Bodek to see whether he could be Matir a Neder. So, and I'm saying specifically Matir a Neder and not Mayfair a Neder, because the Ran says what exactly was going on here. And the Ran says that this isn't necessarily related to the whole machlokas that we had earlier, but this really is a sugya that we've been seeing allusions to throughout the Masechta, that and we'll get into as well, that when you have Hataras Chacham, when you want to be Matir a Neder, not Mafir, Mefer, not Mefer a Neder from a Baal, if you want to be Matir a Neder with a Chacham, what are the circumstances that are required in order to be Matir the Neder? Does the Chacham, do we require that the Chacham find a Pesach? We already discussed this way earlier in the Masechta. In other words, does the Chacham have to actually be Dorish V'choker and interrogate the person and say, oh, had you known this or that or the different fact, or had you known that people would say this about you, or had you known that your nether would have offended somebody, would you have taken the nether? And if he says no, well, then we can release him from the nether. But if he says, yeah, even had I known all this, I would have still taken the nether, then we cannot release him from the nether. So that's called a Pesach. Now that requires some form of drisha v'chakira. You have to really delve into the guy's mindset when he was taking the nether and try to figure out what circumstances would have induced him to have not taken the nether. The other type of atara is called charata. So unlike a Pesach, which is a searching inquiry as to had he known all of the facts, would he have done the same thing? Charata simply means, do you feel badly that you took the nether? So presumably he does, because he came to the Chacham to be Matir the nether. So his answer will be, yes, I feel badly that I took the nether. Okay, so that wasn't such a involved inquiry. That was very simple. You're not going to have to try to reconstruct the situation as it existed when he took the nether and try to figure out if there's a way to get himself out of the nether. This is much more straightforward. So the Ran says that what's going on here is that Rav Chiya bar Rav would shoot arrows when he was being bodek, whether to be Matir a Neder, because he was in the middle of practicing archery, and somebody came, and because he was a Yochin Mumcha, and asked him if he would be Matir the Neder, and he was able to respond to the guy while he was in the middle of practicing his archery. So how was it that he was able to respond to the guy while doing something else? Was he such a great multitasker? So says the Ran, no, the point is that Chiya bar Rav held that you were a poseach, That you could be matir not only b'Pesach but also b'Charata. That you don't have to search for a Pesach. You don't have to search for an opening. And had I known this, would you have been noder? All you have to do is ask him, do you regret? And if the answer is yes, he regrets, then we can get rid of the of the neder. And similarly, and we'll come back to the Rosh's interpretation in a second, but similarly, Rabba Bravuna Yelsevikam, Rabba and Rabba Bravuna would sit and stand when he was being matir and neder. And also, in other words, what it means is that he was all over the place. In other words, he wasn't sitting down and focus. So if you have a situation where somebody comes to you and presents a case, a situation to you, which is very difficult, and you have to be dorish v'choker, and you have to really think hard about it. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit and you're going to try to isolate yourself, and you're really going to focus, and you're not going to move until you figure out what to do. But if somebody's asking you something that's very, very easy to deal with, so you're going to have like whatever ADD people usually have, and you're going to be up and down, and you're going to be fidgeting, and you don't have to really focus as hard. And says the Ran, that's exactly what's going on here. That Chiya Bar Rav was able to be up and down. He didn't have to sit down and really focus because the whole concept of Atara does not require such a searching inquiry, because you could be Matir B'Charata and not only with a Pesach. So that's the sheet of the Ran. The issue with the Shita of the Ran is that this has nothing then to do with the previous machlokas that we've been seeing about whether you can be mefir and neder only until the end of the day, or whether you could be mefir and neder for a 24-hour period. A, because according to the Ran, we're talking about hatara and not hafara, and also because this has nothing to do within the time frame that one can perform hatara. And that makes sense, because there is no time frame within which one has to perform Hatara. So what exactly is the Hemshech from what we saw yesterday to what we're seeing today? So the Rosh therefore explains that what's happening here is that Chiya Bar Rav wasn't shooting arrows because he was taking target practice. Chiya Bar Rav was shooting arrows into the wall because his wife took a neder, and he shot an arrow into the wall. Remember, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches. So he shot an arrow into the wall to mark where the sun was on the wall at the time that his wife took the neder. And therefore he knew that he had until the following day at that time in order to be mafer the neder. In other words, he was making for himself a crude and rudimentary sundial. And Rabba Bered Ravuna, when he would stand up and sit down, he wasn't standing up and sitting down because he was fidgeting. He was standing up because he wanted to see, when he stood up, where did his shadow go to on the wall, again, to make a rudimentary sundial. So he would make a mark on the wall where a shadow came up to. And the next day, when the sun was approximately at that place, he knew that he was out of time. So according to the Rosh, even though we had already paskan that ein halacha kosu azug, the Gemara is bringing down Ma'amarim from these Amoraim who did hold that the halacha was like Osu Azug, who did hold that opposed to having until the end of the calendar day, one has until the end of a 24-hour period in order to be Mayfair and Neder. Okay, so in retrospect, it's a good thing we didn't cover that yesterday because it took way too long to explain it. So now flipping to today's daf. So Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. So Tanan Hasam. So we learn as follows, Mafirin Nedarim B'Shabbos, that you are able to be Mayfair a Neder on Shabbos. The reason that you're allowed to be Mayfair a Neder on Shabbos is because Taka we Paskan La Halacha, that you only have until the end of the calendar day. And because you only have until the end of the calendar day, if one's wife takes a Neder on Shabbos, the only day to be Mayfair the Neder is on Shabbos. So you're stuck, even though we typically don't like doing things that aren't Tzarchei Shabbos on Shabbos, and you don't like talking about things other than the Shabbos. Over here, you're in a bind, because if you're not made for the neder today, you're not going to be able to say, oh, let me deal with it tomorrow. Let me deal with it on Motzei Shabbos. You're not going to be able to. And that's why you're made for a neder on Shabbos. However, at Vinish Olin Lenedarim, Shein Litzorach Shabbos. And we're also allowed to be Nishal a neder. In other words, you're allowed to do a Toras Chacham for a neder, which is Litzorach Shabbos. Now, for Hatara, the neder has to be Litzorach Shabbos. You can't stam be matar a neder. Afara, you could be mefer any neder. Why? Because again, you only have until the end of Shabbos in order to be mefer, and therefore it's critical that you get it done on Shabbos. Hatara, there's no time limit. You could do the Hatara any time. So therefore, the only time, the only situation in which you're allowed to be matar a neder on Shabbos is if the neder has something to do with Tzarchei Shabbos. One fundamental distinction, which we pointed out in the past, which we should point out again, is that Hafara and Atara are very, very distinctive, in that Hafara is Mefer the Neder Mikanul Haba. Hafara revokes the Neder from here on in, but it doesn't get rid of the neder, doesn't get rid of the chalos of the neder entirely, whereas Atara is even a retroactive, it's like a retroactive akira of the neder legamre. So just to appreciate the distinction between the power that the Baal has with Afara and the power that the Chacham has with Atara. Atara is a more fundamental uprooting of the neder. But again, because Afara is time-bound, you could be made for any nether on Shabbos. Hatara is not time-bound, therefore it has to be Letzorach Shabbos. What's an example of a type of nether that's Letzorach Shabbos? So the Rosh says that the woman took a nether that she's not going to eat or drink. So obviously, if you take a nether that you're not going to eat or drink, that is going to impact your ability to experience an Oneg Shabbos. Furthermore, the Tosfos in Maseches Erevin says she didn't stop taking a nether that she's not going to eat or drink. She took a nether, or it doesn't have to be she. Anybody took a nether that they were not going to drink wine and they were not going to eat meat. Aye, but on Shabbos, you're supposed to eat meat and you need to drink wine because you have to make Kiddush. And that is really a Tzorech, that is really a Tzorech Shabbos. The Prima Gadim also says, for example, somebody says they're not going to eat bread. Somebody says they're not going to eat bread. That also is a neder, which is Letzorach Shabbos, because we need Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. However, if a person was no there, and of course the same would hold true if you took a neder against all food and all drink, because then you're not able to eat or drink anything. Presumably nobody would take a neder like that, because it means that they would die in a couple of days. But so therefore the Mefarshim struggled to explain what exactly was the person's neder. So therefore they say that it had to have been something that's required for the Shabbos meal, like meat or like wine or like bread. However, if they were no there on a specific type of food, let's say the person took a nether, I am not going to eat cereal, then that's not Letzorach Shabbos, because, okay, so, you know, don't eat cereal on Shabbos, or I'm not going to eat potato kugel. So even though everybody likes potato kugel, you could go on Shabbos without eating potato kugel, because it's not fundamental to it's not critical to the performance of the mitzvos hayom. So again, so hafaras neder you're allowed to do on Shabbos regardless of the subject matter of the neder, because it's time bound and we have to make sure you get it in. Hataras neder you're allowed to do on Shabbos only if it's Letzorach Shabbos. Two lines down from the top. So yiboylu mafirin nedarim b'Shabbos Letzorach Shabbos odil ma'afilu shelo Letzorach. So by Hatara we introduce the qualification that Shehein Letzorach Shabbos. The question that the Gemara is asking is, and I already gave it away, but the way I explained it is by Hafara, what's the deal? Do we require it to be Letzorach Shabbos, or are you able to be made for the Neder even Shelo Letzorach Shabbos? And the Ron says, again, why would there be a distinction over here? And the Ron points out, and this is going to come to light further on in the Gemara, that Sheela, Sheila's neder, in other words, Sheila l'chacham already looks more of like a din Torah, because you're going to a rabbi, and the rabbi is either a yachin mumcha, or even worse, there were three adyotos who are serving as a basin. So that already looks like you're making a whole basin process on Shabbos, whereas hafaras habal, it's a conversation between the husband and the wife. It doesn't appear as if anything is going on. There's no overt violation or desecration of the Shabbos altogether. Now, and that's the tzad of the machlokas over here. In other words, says the Ran, I understand Hatara is only permitted if it's a Letzorach Shabbos, because that's like a big production. Hafara is not a big production, it's a conversation. So do I have the same sensitivity about not being made for Nedarim on Shabbos? Or do we just say all bets are off? You could be made for whatever neder you want. So says the Gemara, so I'll bring you a raya. Tashma, detani rabzuti, debe rapapi, ein mafir nedarim, elu letzorech ha-Shabbos. That you are not mafir nedarim unless they are letzorech ha-Shabbos. But says the Gemara, amra vashi, holo tanan hachi, but didn't we learn as follows? Nodra im chashecha, that if she took the neder on Shabbos day, when it was close to the end of Shabbos, mafir la ad shelo techshach, that he could be made for the neder, or he must be made for the neder before it gets dark. V'yamri letzorach ha-Shabbos in, shelo letzorach ha-Shabbos lo, ma'ari chashecha afilu b'toch hayom eina yachal l'hafer. So d'shelo letzorach. So says the Gemara that if we're talking about a neder which is not Letzorach HaShabbos, then why are we saying, oh, in other words, he could be made for the nether when it's nightfall? No, he shouldn't be made for the nether anytime. In other words, it doesn't matter when the woman took a nether on Shabbos. If the hafara is only going to be permitted when it's l'sorech Shabbos, so when the Gemara, when the Mishnah even, is introducing to me the concept of hafara on Shabbos, it shouldn't say the critical issue, the critical point, the critical factor is when she takes the neder and that he's able to be made for the neder until the end of Shabbos. We should say, well, it depends. Are you allowed to be made for a neder on Shabbos? I don't know. Was the neder l'tzorech Shabbos? Was it not l'tzorech Shabbos? Why the Mishnah introduces this as entirely depending on the amount of time that is left between the time of the neder and the time that Shabbos ends, which implies that whether he could be made for the neder is really driven by the end of the day and not by the subject matter of the neder. Says the Gemara, so you're going to guess what this machlokas is dependent on. We already know because we introduced today's shir with this machlokas. It depends on, are you able to be made for the neder tomorrow? So it depends. She took the neder Shabbos afternoon. So the question is, are you allowed to be made for the nether only until the end of the day? Or do you have until Sunday afternoon? So we could already guess what the Gemara is going to say. If you're able to be made for the nether even tomorrow, so why are you doing it today? Unless it's L'Sorach Shabbos. However, if you're only able to be made for the nether until the end of the day, until the end of Shabbos, well, then you're stuck. Well, then every nether has to be moved for today. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to be made for the neder ever. And that's what the Gemara says. Tanoi, Haforis Nedorim Kalayom, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Amram Be'es Leis, Lamandi Amar Kalayom in Tfeilo, Afilu Shalom Utsarach Shabbos Mefer. According to the Mandi Amar, who says that you only have until the end of the day, you're going to be able to be made for the nether, even if it's Shalom Utsarach Shabbos, because by definition, it is a Tzorach Shabbos to be made for the nether, because once you let the day pass without doing Haforis Neder, you're stuck. You're never going to be able to make for the nether again. However, Lamandi Amar Meis Leis, Letzorech HaShabbos In, Shelo Letzorech HaShabbos Lo. However, according to the Mandi Amar, who says that you have a 24-hour period in order to be made for the nether, then you're only allowed to be made for the nether when it's Letzorech Shabbos. If it is not Letzorech Shabbos, then you are not able to be made for the nether. The Ran says that Lahalacha, we paskin, like the Tanakama in our Mishnah, that you are made for Nedarim kol hayom, but not me'es le'es, and therefore you are allowed to be made for all Nedarim on Shabbos, even if they are not Letzorech Shabbos, because otherwise, after Shabbos, you're going to be stuck. There's not going to be a way to be mefir the Nedarim. And the Mefarshim point out that this is move on from the sheet of the Ran, because the Ran that we saw at the beginning of today's shir was Gores in the Gemara, Ein Halacha Ka'oso Azog, that the Halacha is not like that pair of Amaram who held that Afaras Nedarim is Meis Leis. Rather, Afaras Nedarim is only until the end of the day, and the Afaras Nedarim is only until the end of the day. Okay, so the Prima Gadim just asks, but still, even though Afaras Nedarim is only until the end of the day, even if you don't have a 24-hour period, why should the Baal be able to be mefer the neder on Shabbos? Let's assume it's a neder that's not Letzorech HaShabbos. And the only reason that we are allowing the Baal to be mefer the neder is because, after today, he's going to be stuck. Is he really going to be stuck? He can't be made for the nether after Shabbos, but why doesn't he just tell his wife to go to a chacham the next day and be made for the nether? So if you want to say that you need a Pesach in order to be matur the nether with a chacham, then I understand it's going to be already an involved process trying to search for a Pesach. We saw Gemaras a while ago that they went to different Amaram. You had to go to like five different rabbis before finally somebody was smart enough to figure out a Pesach for the neder. However, if you say that if you say that we're poskim b'charata, if you could be matur with charata, so charata is just again, do you regret taking the neder? Yes, no. It's a very easy situation. Says the Prima Gadim, we paskin that you're allowed to be poseach b'charata. So if you're allowed to be matur the neder with charata, so why is the Baal doing it today? Let him wait until tomorrow and go to a chacham. So it's a kasha. It's a good kasha from the Prima Gadim. But the Gemara paskins, because hafara is only valid that day, then you're allowed to be made for any nether on Shabbos, whether the nether was Litzorach Shabbos or not, because by definition, it is time bound. Okay, so says the end of the Rishonim also struggle. I should just mention that they struggle with what exactly the problem is with hafara. Is it because it's tircha? Is it an isser of bimso chefsacha bedavar davar? Is it like a tikkun maneb that it's the makkah bepatish and getting rid of the nether? So they struggle with why it should be yasser. But halacha we paskin that it's mutter to do on Shabbos, because if you miss the boat on Shabbos, then you're going to get stuck. Okay, now the Gemara picks up. We're exactly halfway down on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. Vinish olin l'nedarim chein l'tzorech haShabbos. That you're allowed to be nishal on a neder which is l'tzorech haShabbos. Only if the neder is l'tzorech haShabbos. But if the neder is not l'tzorech haShabbos, you have to wait until after Shabbos in order to do she'evas neder, which is hataras chacham. So says the Gemara, Ibailu kishalo hayalem panai odilma kishayalem panai. In other words, when, under what circumstances are you able to do Ataras Chacham for a neder, which is Litzorach Shabbos? Is it only when they didn't have the opportunity to be Matir the neder before Shabbos? Or even if they did have an opportunity to be Matir the neder before Shabbos, still we're going to let them do it on Shabbos. In other words, do we penalize a person for failing to take advantage of the opportunity to be Matir the neder before Shabbos? So we'll say, oh, even though this is Litzorach Shabbos, and technically speaking, you should be able to do She'ela Chacham, you should be able to do Ataras Neder, we're going to penalize you because you were sitting around all Friday afternoon doing nothing, and you could have gone to the Chacham then, so we're not going to let you be Matir the neder now. Or do we say, no, it doesn't matter, even though you did have time before, we're still going to let you be Matir the neder now? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Diz Dakiku Le Rabbanan Lebrei de Rav Zutra Brei de Rav Zeira, that the Rabbanan attended to this neder, Afilu b'nedarim shayelam p'nai mebod yom, even though that he had time before Shabbos to go to a Chacham, even though he didn't go to the Chacham before Shabbos, when he went on Shabbos, they still tried to figure out whether they could be Matir the neder. Sever of Yosef Lemeimar, Nishalin Ledarim b'Shabbos, B'yachid Mumcha in, B'shalosh Adyotos Lo. So we thought, to be Medayik from here, from the fact that it's one rabbi who attended to the neder on Shabbos in order to be Matir the neder, they thought that when you're Matir the neder on Shabbos, you can only go to a Yochan Mumche, but not to three Adyotos, Mishum de Meschazi Kedina, because by three Adyotos, it looks much more like a formal based-in process, and of course, that's a busha to do it on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be done Dine Torah on Shabbos. Shamalei Abaya, no, nobody's going to confuse this panel of three lay people like we do at Taurus Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah. Nobody's going to confuse any of us for a Beis Din. Dekivan desfirulei afilu me'umad, because there are so many distinctions. When you're listening to the Taurus Nedarim, you're allowed to be standing, unlike the Dayanim who have to be sitting when they hear a case. Afilu bekrovim, that the panel of the Beis Din is able to be even krovim. Krovim means people who don't have a psul aguf, meaning no women, no children. But if the only psul is a psul of kurva, then they were allowed to serve on this panel. Vafilu belayla, and they're able to do that Toras Chacham even at night. Lo mischazi kedina, and therefore it's not going to appear like a, therefore it's not going to appear like a din Torah. In other words, the question of the Gemara is, when we say that the Torah can be done on Shabbos, is that only when you're doing it with one rabbi, because that doesn't look so suspicious, or even when it's three rabbis, which looks much more like an official din Torah, much less appropriate to do it on Shabbos? And the Gemara concludes, it doesn't look like a din Torah when you're doing it with the three people, because there are enough distinctions, everybody knows that they're not a real Beis Din, and therefore when we say Hataras Chacham, you're allowed to go even to the panel of three non-mumchim. You're allowed to go to the panel of three adyotos. Says the Gemara Vaitar, Amarav Abba, Amarav Huna, Amarav Halacha, Mafir Nadarim Belayla, that you're allowed to be Mefer Nadarim at night. So says the Gemara, Vamas Nisanhi, but that's a Mishnah. Nadra Belele Shabbos. It says that if the woman takes a neder on Lele Shabbos, then he's able to be mefer the neder that night and the next day until the end of Shabbos. So you're telling me a chiddush that your haforas nedarim could be at night? The Mishnah tells me that haforas nedarim could be at night. Says the Gemara, no, we're not talking about hafara, we're talking about hatara. Ela ima halacha nishalin belaila. That you're able to do hataras chacham at night. In other words, one of the distinctions between hataras nedarim and a real beis din, aside from the fact that you're allowed to be standing, aside from the fact that the dayanim are allowed to be krovim, is that you're allowed to do it at night. And that also distinguishes it from a beis din, because a beis din only convenes during the day and not during the night. So Rav Abba la Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. Rav Abba said to Rav Huna, oh, did Rav actually say that you're allowed to do Ataras Chacham at night, that you're allowed to do She'elal and Adorim at night? So Amar Lei Ishtik. So he said, no, I didn't hear it explicitly from him, but I said in front of Rav that Ataras Chacham could be done at night, and he was quiet. So it's obvious that he assumed that the fact that Rav was quiet was that shtika kohoda. So amar lei ishtik ka'amrit o shasi ka'amrit. Well, was he quiet or was he drinking? So over here, there's like a two-way machlokas between the Ran and the Mefaresh. What exactly does this mean? So the Ran explains that was he quiet because he was stam ignoring you? In other words, when somebody is quiet, it can mean one of two things. Either it means that he's quiet because he agrees with you and there's nothing to add, or he's quiet because he thinks you're giving the biggest klutzvara in the world and he doesn't want to respond to it. So what was Rav's motivation for being quiet? Was he ignoring you? Or maybe he agreed with you, but the reason that he didn't say with his mouth that he agreed with you was because he was drinking, so he couldn't talk to you. So that's the way the Ran says. There's another pshat that the Ran has two different interpretations. One is, ishtik, was he ignoring you? Oh, ishkian, or did he say, oh, have a l'chaim? In other words, he really liked the vart that you were saying, and therefore he really agreed with you. And the Mefarish says, no, that ishtik, was he shtika koda, was he quiet, or ishkion, or was he in the middle of drinking? In other words, if he was quiet because he was drinking, that doesn't show that he agreed with you. Shtika is kohoda, but only if the person is not otherwise occupied. So if his mouth was full and it would have been rude for him to respond, he would have been quiet, not because he agreed with you, just because it would have been rude for him to say anything to disagree with you. So it turns out that he didn't say, Rav never said explicitly that you're able to be shoel and adorim at night. It was only implied because somebody said in front of him that you were allowed to be shoel and he was quiet. So the Gemara is saying now we don't really know how to interpret the fact that he was quiet. Amrav Ika Baravin, last line, is Dakik Le Rav Le Rabba Bekituna Debe Rav, that he saw him in a small room, Omeid Yechidi Uvalaila, that he was being Matar and Eder while he was standing and while he was alone, because he was a Yachid Mamcha, and at night. So how do we know that Rav agreed that you could be Matar and Eder at night? Because they saw him being Matar and Eder at night. Says the Gemara now on the top line of Ayin Zayin Mabez, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Alach and Shol on Adorim, Omeid Yechidi Balaila, that you're allowed to be Shol on Adorim, Omeid standing, Yechidi, Yachid Mumcha, Balaila, could even be at night, Ube Shabbos, and it's on Shabbos, Ube Krovim, and it could be on, and it could be with, and it could be with Krovim, it could even be with, with relatives. So we see, in other words, that we don't need like a formal beis din process. And even if they had time to be matur the neder before Shabbos, we're not going to penalize him because he didn't go to a chacham. If he goes to the chacham on Shabbos, so long as the neder is a neder which is l'sorach Shabbos, we're going to allow him to be matir the neder. Says the Gemara, Omeid, really? Can you be matir a neder when you're standing? Vatanya, but we learn, Yered Rabban Gamliel Menachamor, that when a hataras neder came to Rabban Gamliel, he got down from his donkey, v'nisatef, and he was misatef in a talis, the same way that a shliach tzibur would be, but that's what the dayanim used to be in order to focus themselves, to give themselves tunnel vision, v'yashav, and he sat, v'hiter lo nidro, and he was matur the neder. So says the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel Savar, and here there's a girsa issue, so the Agos Fetzionim on the side says, ain poschem b'charata, that that we're not, that he held that you're not poseach b'charata. So me'ekar neder b'inan, rather you need an akiras neder, meaning you need to find a pesach, uboy iune, and therefore, and it requires iun, it requires a very searching inquiry, ahochi yashav, and therefore he sat, therefore he was sitting. So in other words, we said that you're allowed to be matar neder when you're standing. We try to bring a raya from Rav Gamliel, and we're going to say Rav Gamliel is different, because Rav Gamliel held that you're only allowed to be matar neder through a Pesach, not through Charata. Therefore, he was sitting, not because the halach is that you have to be sitting. He was sitting because he needed to focus and find the proper Pesach in order to be matar the neder. So Rav Nachman Savar, and Rav Nachman, who is the Bala Maimer, the Rav Nachman over here, who is the Bala Maimer, who says that you're able to be Matar and Neder, Omeid, Savar, and over here there's another Gersa issue, take out the word Ein, Poslim Becharata, Vafilum Uma, that you're allowed to be Pasach Becharata, that you don't have to find the Pasach, and therefore it's a much less involved inquiry, and therefore you could do it even standing. So Amarle Rava Rav Nachman, Chazimar Haimid Rabbanan, the Asa Mimachava, so they saw the Rabbanan, they saw a certain rabbi who came from Eretz Yisrael. The Amar is the Kikule Rabbanan Libreid Ravuna Bar Avin, that the Rabbanan attended to the neder of the son of Ravuna Bar Avin, Visharule Nidre, and they were Matir his neder. V'amrule, and they said to him, Zilboy Rachmi al Nafshach Techata, go daven for yourself because you sinned. Tani Ravdimi Achved Rav Safra, because Ravdimi, the brother of Rav Safra, says Kol Anoder Afal Pishu Mekayim Nekrechote, that anybody who takes Nedarim, even if he's Mekayim the Neder, is called a Chote. So we see that he's called a Chote. So let's just read a couple more lines, and then we'll pause. We'll come back here. So Amar Rav Zvid Mikra, what's the pasuk? How do we know that somebody who takes a Neder is called a Chote? Because it says in the pasuk, V'chi Sechta Lindar, if you refrain from taking a Neder, Lo Yevachachet, then you're not going to have a sin. Halocha Dalta Ikachet. However, the implication is that if you do not refrain from taking a Neder, then you will sin. So what is the sin over here? So first of all, the Taz says that there appears to be a discrepancy in the Gemara, because sometimes the Gemara calls somebody who takes a neder a chote, sometimes the Gemara calls somebody who takes a neder a rasha. So a rasha is obviously worse than a chote. A chote is somebody who sins periodically. A rasha is somebody who habitually sins. That's a dafyomi coincidence, because in the Tanya recently we were talking about what a rasha is. So one of the types of rasha is somebody who cannot control his impulse whatsoever. So a rasha is obviously worse than a chote. So the question is, which one is it over here? The Gemara is a little vague as to whether it's a chote or a rasha. Either way, you don't want to be in this category of people. Says the Ran, what's the problem with taking a neder? The Ran says, there are enough isurim in the Torah. You don't have to add isurim. If you know there that you're going to do this or not do that, it creates an isur daraisa. You don't have to add isurim to all the isurim daraisa that we have. And therefore, the Ran says that maybe if you're taking a neder for a dvar mitzvah and not to add isurim on yourself, then maybe it's okay to be mekayim the neder. And it's only a problem when you're adding violations, or when you're taking the neder out of anger, or something like that, because then it just shows a bad character trait. But if you are taking the neder in order to support a mitzvah, then maybe it's fine. Okay, so says the Gemara Navaiter, four lines up from the wide lines. Tanya, Omer Leishto, Kol Nedarim Shetaduri, Efshi Shetaduri. If a person says to his wife, any nedarim that you take, I don't want them. Ein ze neder, or if he says ein ze neder, lo amar klum. Then it's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because in order to be mafer the nether, in order to be made for the nether, you have to use express language that you're being made for the nether. An implied afara of, oh, I don't, you know, the nether is nothing, is not a afara. Yafa asisa, if however he says, way to go, she takes the nether and he cheers her on, ve'in kamoscha, there's nobody like you who takes such great nedarim. Vim lo nedarta madir chani, and had you not taken this nether, I would have taken this nether for you, then then dvarim kayamim, then his words are going to be mekoyim, meaning that an implied hafara is not valid, whereas an implied kiyum is going to be valid. It's almost 6:55. So let's cut it here, and we'll pick up at the two dots lo yomar adam tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.